Which day of the week is the Sabbath? Despite doctrinal differences on various other topics, most Christians agree that a day of rest is an integral part of the Christian life. But on which day are we to rest? And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. The very word Sabbath means rest, and to rest implies that you have labored. It's logical then for God to have designed the last day of the week a day of rest. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 10. Language reflects the customs of the culture that speaks it. Nearly every culture, from Babylon through modern times, rested on the seventh day. As languages developed, the name for the seventh day of the week remained Rest Day. In the mid-19th century, Dr. William Meade Jones created the Chart of the Week, listing the name for the seventh day in 160 languages, including some of the most ancient. Babylonian, in use hundreds of years before Abraham, or the giving of the Ten Commandments at Sinai, calls the seventh day of the week Sabbatu, meaning rest day. Even today, more than 100 languages worldwide, many of them unrelated to ancient Hebrew, use the word Sabbath for Saturday, and none of them designate any other day as a day of rest. Though the world's language groups have evolved so as to be unintelligible from each other, the word for the seventh day of the week has remained fairly recognizable. The Sabbath predates Judaism. For the thousands of years since Judaism began, an entire nation of Jews has kept track of the weekly cycle and observed the seventh day Sabbath, sometimes even without a calendar. Nevertheless, many rationalize that it's impossible to verify which day of the week is actually the biblical Sabbath because Pope Gregory XIII changed the calendar. The Julian calendar, instituted by Julius Caesar around 46 BC, calculated the length of the year as 365 and a quarter days. In reality, the year is 11 minutes less than 365 and a quarter days. So by the 1580s, the calendar and the solar cycle were 10 days off. In 1582, Gregory changed the calendar so that Friday, October 5th, became Friday, October 15th, creating the Gregorian calendar we use today. But it did not confuse the days of the week. Friday still follows Thursday, Saturday still follows Friday, and so on and so forth. Exodus chapter 16 recounts a series of weekly Sabbath miracles over a period of 40 years. God reiterated the Sabbath at Sinai in Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11, and the Jews were still observing the seventh day when Jesus was born. Jesus kept the Sabbath until his death, which Luke indicates occurred on the day before the Sabbath. Going to Pilate, Joseph of Arimathea asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. Luke chapter 23, verses 52 through 54. Luke goes on to describe the actions of the women who followed Jesus. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. The women discovered that Jesus had risen on Sunday morning. Christians acknowledge this fact by celebrating Easter, the day on which the women rested between the preparation day, Friday, when Jesus died, and the first day of the week, Easter Sunday, when Jesus rose again, had to be Saturday. Scripture clearly portrays God designating the seventh day of the week as the Sabbath, and throughout the centuries of history recounted in the Bible, his followers celebrated it as such. Unless it was changed, the seventh day is still the Sabbath. So why do so many people today honor Sunday, the first day of the week, instead of the seventh day? Why do so many people worship on Sunday? See the chart of the week, compiled by Dr. William Mead Jones, showing the position of the true Sabbath, on the sabbathtruth.com website. It includes some of the oldest languages known to man. One of these, the Babylonian language, was in use hundreds of years before the Hebrew race was founded by Abraham. That language designated the seventh day of the week as Sabbatu, meaning rest day. Another indisputable proof that the Bible's Sabbath was not, and is not, exclusively Jewish. Very few realize that the word Sabbath and the concept of resting from work on the seventh day of the week, Saturday, is common to most of the ancient and modern languages of the world. This is evidence totally independent of the scriptures that confirms the biblical teaching that God's seventh-day Sabbath predates Judaism. The concept of a Saturday holy day of rest was understood, accepted, and practiced by virtually every culture, from Babylon through modern times. In the study of many languages of mankind, you will find two important facts. One, in the majority of the principal languages, the last or seventh day of the week is designated as Sabbath. And two, there is not even one language that designates another day as the day of rest. From these facts, we may conclude that not only those people who called the last day of the week Sabbath, but all other peoples and races, as far as they recognized any day of the week as Sabbath, rested on the seventh day. In fact, it was recorded by the great historian Sozomen that in his time the whole known world, with the exception of Rome and Alexandria, observed the seventh day of the week. Quote, "The people of Constantinople, and almost everywhere, assembled together on the Sabbath, as well as on the first day of the week, which custom is never observed at Rome or at Alexandria." End quote. From Socrates, Ecclesiastical History, Book 7, Chapter 19. Another interesting fact is that the words in the original languages that are used to designate the seventh day of the week as the Sabbath have continued to be very similar, while the other words have been so changed over time that they are unintelligible to people of other language groups. This is another proof that the Sabbath and the words used to designate the seventh day of the week as the Sabbath day originated at creation in complete harmony with the biblical record found in Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. See the language list on the sabbathtruth.com website. This article was written by Emily Thompson.